G'day,
Yeah, morning, fellas. Before we get started, I'd like to give a shout out to Yass Golf Club, who are big listeners of the Big Sports Breakfast. I was there
Fantastic.
on the weekend doing some golf days. My most asked questions
Yeah.
were what you two were like. So,
Yes. What'd you say? That's more interesting.
Bastards.
well, you'll have to go to Yass to find out.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
No, geez, only glowing reports for you two,
Oh, good on you,
without a
mate.
doubt.
Oh, you're a good
Good on
man.
you,
You're a
Gowie.
good man. Now, world record birdies in a row.
Yeah, how about this? Teenager Ryan Thomas is playing alongside the great Darren Clarke at the Dubai Creek Classic Open, and he's had 9 birdies in a row, shot
Wow.
61, and that has tied the world record, which Lahiri at the Myer Classic, Mybank Classic at the beginning of the year, shot 9 under. So imagine that, 9 birdies in a row. They didn't think it was going to stop. And the 11th hole where it stopped, was one of the easiest holes on the golf
Right.
course. So.
What's your best, Gowie?
Oh, in a row, I've had 6 in a row. That's
Okay.
about it.
Yeah.
But I've had obviously 13 birdies in a round, but yeah, then choked.
Yeah, I don't know about that, mate. We've got this BMW. It's a beauty. Jordan Spieth at tab.com.au. $6.50, the early favourite, up against Dustin Johnson, $8. Justin Thomas, 10. Ricky Fowler, 13. Jason Day, 15.
Well, the interesting one where they're there is Jason Day. News overnight, and I did hear a whisper of this last week at Boston, is that that him and his mentor, coach, and caddy, Cole Swatton, were going to have some time apart. And
Oh, really?
you know, the, yeah. So starting this week, he's got his mate on the bag, Luke Reardon, who he used to room with up at the Brisbane College, where Cole was the coach.
Caralban Valley, or.
Yeah, Caralban Valley, where you know, where Colin was the coach there, and has been Jace's mentor for many years. But you know what? This had to come to an end at some time. You spend a lot of time with your caddy. You know, Cole's a grown man, married to an American lady there in Hilton Head, and at some time it had to come to an end. A bit like Phil Mickelson and Bones, and then Matt McElroy. So some big high profile caddies. Have been axed. So
yeah, but
goes,
Cole was like a father figure to
yeah.
Jason, because Jason obviously unfortunately lost his father early, and Cole had guided not only his
It's
career
been a great
on the golf
relationship.
course, but off the golf course as well.
Yeah, you know what? I actually think this will be better for it. When Jace
Okay.
first came over to the web.com tour and qualified, Cole wasn't going to be the caddy. He was going to be the coach and the mate that followed him around and the mentor. And then they couldn't find the caddy they wanted. So Cole just sort of, he said, oh, I'll caddy this week. And that turned into him caddying every week. So
Yeah.
financially, it's worked out great for him, hasn't it? But, yeah, I think this is a great move for Jason. You need to freshen up. This year hasn't been a great year. He's going to play a couple of events, like he's going to play the President's Cup, then a couple of, one in Korea, then come to the Australian Open. So I think this is a massive freshen up for Jason to get a new perspective on it. They'll still be coach and mentor and all that sort of stuff. Cole will be, but I think it's a positive move. And, you know, it might only last a few months and they'll say, well, Cole, come on, let's come back on the bag. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he plays this week because,
yeah.
you know, the caddy is the only person out there that gives a damn how you're going.
Yes. It needs to be a good combo, that's
or
for
if
sure.
You backed you backed him, you care.
Well, that's true too. So, but no, cracking week this week. Only 70 players in the field. Conway Farms, obviously Jason Day's one round here. You know, Jordan Spieth is obviously coming off a good one. It seems to be Jordan Spieth, because he had a bit of a baseball background, has he's been throwing out the first pitches everywhere, you know, at all the major baseball league games. He threw out the Cubs' first pitch this week. Ricky Fowler was giving him a bit of stick about that because he threw out one a couple of weeks ago and didn't actually make it to the catcher's mitt. Spieth has been all around the place. But I like Brooks Koepka this week. I think he was quiet last week or 2 weeks ago in Boston. He's had a week off. This guy's ready to win after his US Open win. And Billy Haas, who finished off Boston very well and is trying to move his way into the top 30 in the money list or the FedEx Cup. We've only got 3 Aussies in there, Jason Day, Leishman and Cam Smith. Cam Smith, who missed the cut, he had to go home to where he lives in Sawgrass, where they've had the hurricane come through. If you're scrolling around the internet, go and have a look at the pictures of Sawgrass's famous 17th hole. It was underwater. So Kim Smith probably would have headed out to Conway Farms a lot earlier this week.
What, the island hole that we watch with great awe, that's underwater?
Well, it's come back. You can see it now.
You
can see the top of it now. But, it was underwater. But, it'll make it interesting. I'm there in 2 weeks' time, so I hope they pull the plug and, actually let all the water run around because, I don't want to be taking drops everywhere.
Gee, you do some travelling. Here's one here. Gowie put on a great show at Yass. Fully recommended. That's the milkman from Yass. So well done, Gowie.
Oh, yeah.
You're a busy boy.
A bunch of people, the country people.
Yeah,
and they
are.
Tell you what, they can drink. There's no doubt about that. I've seen a cracking golf cart. You pull up the seat, and the Esky was under the seat. Sneaky, but good.
Oh, sneaky. Thank you, Gary. Have a great week.
Thanks, fellas.